The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
The Barracuda falling game one of this best of three opening round series with the Henderson Silver Knights by a final count of 5-4 in overtime. The 20-year-old Trevor Connolly scores just 38 seconds into the first overtime period to give the Silver Knights a 1-0 series lead. A game in which the Barracuda did a lot of good things. They were getting badly outshot through a good majority of the game, but they were very opportunistic with their opportunities. They were physical. They answered the bell. They didn't make a ton of mistakes, but the Silver Knights scratch and claw back into the game, down by 2 in the second period. They trail 3-1. They score 3 unanswered, including 2 in the third, to go up 4-3. The Barracuda answer themselves on the power play, an Igor Chernyshov goal, but ultimately Henderson finds a way in the overtime period, and it's one of the hottest players in the entire league. Connolly has been on an absolute tear to close out the regular season. He picked up points in 20 of 22 games, had 29 points during that stretch, 6 goals, 23 helpers, and he was a factor again tonight as he gets the game-winning goal, and he factored in on 2 others. He finishes with 3 points, a goal, 2 assists, plus 1 rating, and a couple of penalty minutes to go along with 2 shots on net. Connolly, just a brilliant finish with speed down the right wing side, beats Laurent Brossoit against the body, stick side, just inside the far post for the game winner. Let's recap this game. The Barracuda open up the scoring. They were looking for a good start. They got it. And at 5:43 of the first period, it was Kasper Holtonen putting home a rebound after Jet Wu put it to the net off the pad of Carl Lindbaum. Popped to the far wing for Holtonen, who fired it home to get things started and get the Barracuda on the board in the first period. They were up 1-0 in the opening frame. Head-to-head games at 5 during that stretch, and he catches the pipe. Throw to the net, off the rebound. Holtonen, he scores! Jet Wu from the left wing just put it to the net. It goes off of the... A smart play from Jet Wu looking for the pillow pass. It worked to perfection. And Kasper Holtonen, who had 5 goals in the regular season against the Silver Knights, including a hat trick back in February, he gets things started in the first period. His first Calder Cup playoff goal. He was a monster the last 2 years with the OHL's London Knights. They won a Memorial Cup last year, went to the finals the year before. Dynamic in the playoffs, and that trend continued tonight as he gets the opening goal and gets the Barracuda on the board. Barracuda would carry that lead until the late stages of the first, but on Henderson's second power play, they would cash in. Lucas Cormier kind of fumbled the initial feed and receiving of the pass in between the circles, but he had all day to reload, puts it upstairs on Laurent Brossoit, and we were all tied up in the first period on Cormier's equalizer. Again, on the power play, assists from Trevor Connolly and Tanner Lazinski time the goal at 17:48 of the first. Wide, 1-0 lead for the Barracuda. Knights back onto the power play, late stages of the first. Connolly has it below the right, John finds Cormier, uncontested, reloads and scores! That is where we would stand after 20 minutes of play. The Barracuda badly outshot in the first period, 15-6. But again, they played, I thought, a good, solid brand. Did Henderson carry the play and have the puck in the offensive zone a lot more in that first? Sure. But the Barracuda did what they needed to do. They got some timely stops early, opportunistic offense. They weren't hurting themselves, and they would go into the intermission all tied up at 1-1. In the second, it was a similar story. The Knights would outshoot the Barracuda 14-6, but in 9:27, it was Jimmy Huntington. He checked for his chances, as the great Drew Amenda likes to say. He put some pressure on. He'd force a turnover, a bit of a fortuitous bounce. The puck would pop right in front, just alongside the net on the left side, near side of our broadcast vantage point. it looked like it was going to swing the far side, ends up popping back in front, essentially, and Jimmy Huntington is right there to tuck it home on the fortuitous bounce to give the Barracuda back their lead. Up 2-1, time of the goal for Huntington, and 9:27 from Oliver Wahlstrom and Braden Hache. And for the veteran forward Huntington, his 12th career Calder Cup goal. He was able to stick check it away, up high to the point, Hache. The lefty point man to the cage, got tipped just wide. Picked up now by Wahlstrom of the Barracuda, near wing, little cutback move on Rodberg. He'll take it away, jam free, it got popped in front, they score! It's Huntington! Off the fortuitous bounce, Johnny on the spot, and he puts it home from in tight near side post. Jimmy Huntington, right place, right time, but he also made a great play pressuring, forechecking, and ends up forcing a turnover in what would turn out to be a go-ahead goal for the Barracuda. Cuda weren't done. A couple of minutes later, they would draw a penalty, and Colin White on the ensuing power play would cash in a great tip from in between the circles on a Luca Cagnoni shot. His first of his series for Colin White led the Barracuda last year in playoffs scoring. Time to go at 12:50, and San Jose at its first two-goal cushion of the hockey game. Pacific Division matchup in action tonight. Cagnoni with it, high slot. Barracuda on the power play here for another 1:40. Up 2-1. Cagnoni has it right point. Working middle ice. Shoots. They score! It got tipped through! Colin White from in between the circles. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda have their first two-goal lead of the game. They're up 3-1. Second career Calder Cup playoff goal for Colin White. Barracuda had a 3-1 lead at that point in a great spot in the second period. But less than a minute later, 50 seconds to be exact, Raphael Lavoie, who has really turned his game to another level late in the season, just a power move to the net, slip past Cagnoni. It looked like Brassois had sorted out. Somehow it would trickle past him. They would take a look at the goal because the Barracuda were arguing it was kicked in, but ultimately the goal was confirmed, and it turned out to be a massive one just in terms of momentum because the Barracuda had a two-goal lead. And less than a minute later, Henderson scores on a goal that probably shouldn't have made its way in. For Raphael Lavoie, first of the series, 13:40 the time of the goal. Ben Hemmerling, Lucas Cormier, the assisters. It's Lidzinski for Henderson. And Lidzinski wins the faceoff draw. And the Knights will break out. Lavoie down the left wing side. He will carry it. Raphael Lavoie, left-handed shot, trying to power to the net. Brassois, no, it dribbled through. How did that sneak through? Yeah, just snuck through. Again, one I think Brassois would like back. He gave just a little bit of real estate between the blocker and the right pad. Got bumped ever so slightly. That might have knocked him off his axis. Either the Barracuda were arguing goaltender interference or arguing it was kicked in. They took a look at it, and ultimately it was confirmed a good goal as it was called on the ice. So the Knights had one back. They were back within one. The Barracuda would carry a 3-2 lead into the third period, though, despite getting outshot to that point, 29-12. In the third, San Jose would have a golden chance to add to its lead. Up 3-2, they would draw a penalty. Too many men, bench minor at 3:48. But on the ensuing power play, Luca Cagnoni would enter the offensive zone and get absolutely clobbered by the step-up of Dylan Coughlin. And maybe in some frustration, the wires crossed, Cagnoni would turn, and as Matias Sapovalov had kind of crumbled next to him, he'd just give him a little half shot to the side of the head. That was called for a roughing penalty, wiping out the Barracuda's power play chance and wiping out the opportunity to extend their lead. And during the 4-on-4 sequence, it was not the Barracuda who would score. Instead, it was the Knights tying the score up at 3-3. Trevor Connolly coming down the right wing would swing it back post, charging the net was Jeremy Davies. Davies would have the puck go off his skate, and in time to go at 5:27 from Connolly and Coughlin, and we were all tied up at 3-3. 3-2 lead for the Barracuda, 14:37 left here in the third. Connolly slips a check, works down the wing, they score! Goes off the skate of Davies, and we are tied at 3-3. It's a big pivot point in the hockey game. Unfortunately, an undisciplined penalty leads to the tying goal. And then moments later, back at 5-on-5 play, Knights did have a short abbreviated power play, but back at 5-on-5, Barracuda had yet to clear the zone, and Raphael Lavoie would sneak one through a screen Brassois. I just don't think Brassois picked it up from the high slot. A low shot along the ice beats him through the 5-hole. Lavoie's second of the game. Time of the goal at 6:34, and the Knights have their first lead of the game in the third. A 4-3 count at the time. Corner. He'll skate into the trapezoid. Tied up Nolan Allen to the Cuda. Work far wing now. Quiñones, he's out of the box. Pulled in now by the Knights. Up high, Lavoie. Shoots, scores! Beats Brassois through the five ball. Henderson with three unanswered. And they've got their first lead.
Barracuda did a ton of good things tonight. That's a moment they're going to look back and I think have a little bit of regret because you've got a chance on the power play and an undisciplined penalty, and then you give up two goals. So the Knights take a 4-3 lead. Barracuda playing from behind for the first time in the game, but they wouldn't waver. And the Barracuda would draw a penalty, high-sticking the call against Trevor Connolly. Time of the penalty at 8:44. And on the ensuing advantage, the Barracuda would wait late on the chance, but they would score. 4 seconds remaining on the power play. Their second shot of the man advantage. It was Igor Afanasyev. Hadn't been with the Barracuda for quite some time, but back in action come playoff time, and he finds a way to beat Lindbaum from an angle to tie things up at 4-4. Circle, Wallstrom inching towards the end line. Bistad collects in his feet, but he took a check. Pick back up, Wallstrom, backhander, Chernyshov, he scores! Igor Chernyshov dropping down to a knee from an angle, rips it home. We were all tied up at 4-4. Time of that goal would come at 10:41. Barracuda would outshoot the Knights in the third, 10-8, but no more goals to speak of after that point, so we would go to overtime here in game number one. After the full 20-minute intermission, we were set for a 5-on-5 overtime period. Unfortunately for the Barracuda, it would not last long. Trevor Connolly coming down the right wing side, picked the puck up in the neutral zone, built lots of speed, came down the right flank, then beat goaltender Laurent Brassois against the body, stick side for the game winner's third point of the night. First call to cut playoff goal comes 38 seconds into the extra session. Sapovalov and Bowman pick up the assists, and the Henderson Silver Knights in a game one victory and a 4-3 overtime winner from the rookie 20-year-old Trevor Connolly. Coughlin back to get it, one hands it up the boards. Bowman tried to work it up the yellow, cut off by the Cuda up top to the point for Allen. Shoots from distance, got tipped, and then stuffed just wide. That was off the net by about 6 inches from Colin White. Loose puck then picked up. Here comes Hawk Connolly busting down the right wing side. Shoots and scores! It's an overtime game winner for Trevor Connolly in the opening minutes of this overtime period. It comes just 38 seconds. Just a snipe blocker side on Brassois. And the Henderson Silver Knights find a way here in overtime. And they wait just 38 seconds to get the job done. Stick side snipe from Connolly. What a brilliant shot. And the Henderson Silver Knights are in the driver's seat as they take a 1-0 lead on the Barracuda. They gave 38 seconds into the overtime period. Such a game of inches. Colin White with a chance. Got the puck to the net about 6 inches off the left post. And just moments later, it was Connolly who would score the game winner. Final score from the Lees Family Forum. The Knights 5, the Barracuda 4 in overtime. Knights take a 1-0 lead in this best of three series. Game number 2 set for Friday night here in Henderson. We will be on the air starting at 6:30 with Cuda Countdown for a scheduled 7 o'clock puck drop. Barracuda finished the game 2-for-5 on the power play. Knights go 1-for-4. Final shots, Henderson 39, San Jose 22. Knights had the only 2 recorded shots in the overtime period. The winning goal center Carl Lindbaum in his AHL Calder Cup playoff debut. Frankly, Laurent Brassois had more in front of him all night long. I thought he, in many respects, outdueled Lindbaum, but Lindbaum gets the win. Brassois, that one I think he would definitely like back, was the one on Lavoie. Might want both the goals from Lavoie back. He suffers the loss, turned aside 34-39. I thought Brassois did more than enough to win tonight for the Barracuda, but he is the losing goaltender. Let's go over our three stars. The number 3 star is Lucas Cormier, the AHL second team all-star, finished with a goal and assist, a +1 rating, 2 shots on net. He is the number 3 star. Before tonight, Cormier had missed some time to close out the regular season, had not played the last 7 games, but he did not skip a beat coming back for game 1. Number 2 star, Raphael Lavoie. Lavoie finished with 2 goals, a +2 rating, and 4 penalty minutes. Lavoie, during the regular season, 4 goals against the Cuda in 4 games, 7 total
total points. Had a hat trick back on April the 10th. That trend continuing tonight. He is the number two star. Number one star, no surprise, the overtime game winner. Two assists on top of that. Three-point night for the 20-year-old Connolly. Trevor Connolly, the number one star. Goal, two assists, plus one rating, two shots, two penalty minutes. He is tonight's number one star. Game length, 2 hours, 50 minutes, 3,444 sod here at the Lees Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. Again, we're back on the air for game number two on Friday. It is do or die for the Barracuda. Win or go home. If they can find a way to win, we will have a decisive game number three on Sunday at 3 p.m. But the Barracuda did a lot of good things tonight. Unfortunately, they find themselves on the losing end in overtime, a final score of 5-4. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight for game one of this best of three Calder Cup playoff series. Whether you listen on the Sharks Audio Network or watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey, we sincerely appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. What a fun night overall. Tough finish for the Barracuda. They played their tails off. The tempo, the physicality, everything you would want to see in a playoff game. Unfortunately, the Barracuda had leads in the game, just could not close things out, and they fall here in game number one. They'll have to look to get back on track on Friday, or the season will come to an end. Second game of this best of three. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. I'm Nick Nolenberger, again reminding you of tonight's final score in game one of this best of three Calder Cup playoff series. The Knights 5, the Barracuda 4 in overtime. Until Friday, we'll say so long and good night from the Lees Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.